Welcome to yoga. To begin. Breathe deep. Allowing yourself. Preparing for this time of reflection, movement, just quieting down. And let your head gently drop and roll from side to side. Coming back to center, bring hands together at your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now with an inhale, circle your arms up and into the sky. And then as you exhale, let them drift back down to the ground. And let your arms flow to the pace of your breath. Long breaths, slow breaths. Now one more time, arms reach to the sky. Now as you exhale, fold forward and place your hands down on your mat. Step your feet back. Let's lifting hips high in the sky as you push away from your hands. Maybe you'll let your heels kind of walk up and down a little bit, stretching into your legs. Let's walk hands back to the feet, hanging down at the back of the mat in a forward bend, however it fits comfortably on your body. Dangling your head down, letting gravity take it. Let's walk hands forward again until we're all the way back in downward facing dog. And then we'll set our knees down on the mat and move our hands right under our shoulders, cat and cow. With an inhale, the head and the tailbone lift up. And with an exhale, we arch our back up into the sky. And again, flowing with the pace of your breath, long breaths, slow breaths. Now on the next exhale, from your cat pose, slide your hips down into your heels, reaching the arms forward in extended child's pose. Find a nice resting place here, however it's comfortable for you. Feel free to return anytime you'd like to take a break. Now once again, curl your toes into the floor. Let's find our way back to downward facing dog. And then we'll step the right foot forward. Let your left knee come to the mat, and then arms to the sky, kneeling lunge. Now hands come back to the mat. We'll step the right foot back, laying the knee down next to the left. Shoulders now move over the wrists, kneeling plank. Lower down to the ground. And then push into the floor, roll your shoulders back, lift your heart up, and then back to heels, child's pose. And tucking toes into the floor, downward facing dog. Foot steps forward. Right knee comes. Left foot steps. Push into the floor, shoulders. our feet up to meet our hands. If you're not at the front of your mat, go ahead and step forward a little bit, and we'll flow through a sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach to the sky. Exhale, we sink down into chair pose. Inhale, rise up again, and then dive all the way down. Inhale, come up halfway to a flat back, and then bring your hands to the mat. Step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. So knee down or knee up. Arms reach up. And then hands come back down, and the left foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And go back to downward facing dog. And reach your right leg to the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. The arms come up. And then the hands come back down. Step the left foot to the front. Inhale, all the way up. Exhale, hands to the heart, chair pose. Inhale, rise up, reach up, and then dive down. We lift. Hands touch down, we step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Reaching up, and then down again. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And then we'll go back to downward facing dog. Left leg now to the sky. Step or help your left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then hands back and we step forward. Inhale all the way up. Chair pose. Reach to the sky and then dive down. Halfway. And then let your hands come to the mat. Walk your feet back. And let's find our way to downward facing dog. We'll take a couple breaths here. Long breaths, deep breaths. So let's begin our standing flows now. Right leg to the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Come to lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms up into the air. Let's add a twist. Bring your hands into your heart and then hook your left elbow across your right thigh, twisting your body around to the right. Right shoulder toward the sky. You can spread your arms from floor to sky or keep your hands together, whatever fits your body. Now unwind your twist, bringing hands to the mat. Let's step the left foot forward. Inhale all the way up. And then hands to the heart, chair pose. Feel free to come up onto your toes if you want a little more intensity. Straightening the legs, let's reach to the sky. And then exhale, dive forward. Hanging down in a forward bend. Maybe you'll link your fingers around your elbows. And again, let gravity take your head, elongating your spine, stretching the backs of your legs. And then hands to the mat, step the right foot back. And then send your left leg up and into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Hands come into the heart. Let's twist the other way. Right elbow crossing the left thigh, twisting to the left, keeping your back nice and long, elongating through the neck. and bring your twist around and step forward. Inhale all the way up. Hands to the heart, chair pose. Remembering that option to come up on the toes if you like. Rise up, reach up. Exhale, diving down. Fingers grab elbows, hang down. Now hands to the mat, step the left foot back, step the right foot back, and an optional vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, back to downward facing dog. And left leg to the sky. Step or help your left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Now let your hands come behind your back. Link your fingers together, rolling the shoulders back, pushing the hands down and away. Nice big heart opening. Feel that expansion across the front of your body. Releasing hands, let your hands drift up into the sky, making big arm circles, round and around. Let your shoulders move around. And then arms reach up. We link fingers together above us now. Turn your palms toward the sky and stretch upward. Now release hands all the way down to the ground as you step your right foot forward. Inhale, rise all the way up. Take your right hand around your left wrist. Pull it up high and then begin to lean toward the right, taking a nice big side bend into your left side. Link through the waist, the rib cage, the shoulder, the arm. Come up and change sides. Take your side bend over to the left. Long breaths, deep breaths. And then come back up, releasing the hands, we'll dive forward. And grab your elbows, dangle down. Now hands to the mat, step the left foot back, right leg up to the sky. Step or help the right foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. And hands come behind the back, linking the fingers, find that front body opening. Right across your collarbones. The hands release and they go up and around, great big circles with your arms. Full range of motion for your shoulders. And then arms reach up, fingers lace together, push toward the sky. Release hands down to the ground as we step forward. Inhale all the way up. Left hand grabs the right wrist, pulling up and then side bend over to the left. And then up and over the other way. coming up, we'll dive down, dangling in a forward bend. And hands to the mat, step the right foot back, and then the left foot. Staying here or taking the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And we're back to downward facing dog. Right leg up to the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Keep your hands on the mat. And then lower and lift your left knee. Not quite touching the mat. If you're feeling stronger, you could take hands off the mat to your thigh, to your heart, to the sky, or keep your hands right here on the mat. Now lower one more time, and then step the left foot up to meet the right. Wrap your right hand around your left ankle. Left arm now reaching to the sky, we take a twist. And come back around, left elbow around the right ankle, twist the other way. And then unwind, dangling in a forward bend. Hands touch the mat, step the right foot back, left leg up to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward and lower and lift the right knee. Remembering your options. One more time, and then step forward. Left hand grabs the right ankle, and a twist to the right. And coming around, twist the other way. And unwind your twist, hang down in a forward bend, let your back get nice and stretched out from the twist. Hands to the mat, left foot back, right foot back, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And that's back to downward facing dog. And right leg to the sky. This time set your left knee down and shift your hips back, straightening into the right leg. If you're really flexible, you could go all the way in a split here. Nice stretch for the back of the right leg. Bend your right knee, bring it back over your right ankle, curl the left toes into the floor. The knee comes up and we step forward. Inhale all the way up and bring hands to your heart. Step your feet a little bit farther apart. Let's take a back bend. Make fists at your low back. And then as you push down into the floor with the feet, let your body rise up from those roots as you lean back into a back bend. lifting your heart toward the sky. Finding where it fits best in your body. And come up and shift your back bend into a forward bend. Hanging down. Feel the energy change from the invigorating back bend to the calm of a forward bend. And then hands on the mat, step the right foot back, left leg to the sky, last part of this flow. Step or help the left foot forward, right knee comes down, and again we shift backwards, finding a stretch for the left leg. However it works for you. Left knee comes up and over the left ankle, right toes to the mat. Let's step forward. Inhale all the way up. Hands to the heart. Step a little farther apart if you'd like to. Fists at the low back. Rise up once again into the back bend. Up and over, one more time, dangle in a forward bend. We'll bring the hands down, left foot steps back, right foot steps back. Our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. We'll go back to downward facing dog, but right away let's take knees to the mat, slide hips into heels, and take a moment to rest in child's pose. Find where it's comfortable for you. Close your eyes. Deep breaths, long breaths. Take hands onto the mat again, tucking toes into the floor. Come to downward facing dog, and then walk your feet up to meet your hands. Coming slowly up, we bring hands to the heart. Take a moment to breathe. Let's step into a balance series. Use something, a wall or a piece of furniture if you'd like to, for added stability. We'll start by stepping onto the right foot. Bring your left ankle up and cross it over your left thigh, holding onto your left foot with your right hand. And then slip your left hand behind your back. If your shoulders are flexible, maybe even grabbing the inside of your elbow. Long breaths, deep breaths. Now stay here, but release the hands. Begin to sink the hips down into a bit of a squat as you bring hands to the heart. Now without moving the leg that's crossed over, stand up a little. Reach your hands out to the sides, cross your right arm over your left, and wrap the arms around one another for eagle pose. And slide your left leg so it wraps around your right. bringing the elbows up close to the height of your shoulders. And then unwrapping everything, come back onto 2 feet and intuitively move your body a little bit, whatever feels good. Let's try the same thing now on the other side. So we'll step onto the left foot, right ankle crossing left thigh, foot comes in the left hand, right hand behind the back. Little bend in the left knee, hands to the heart. Arms reach out wide, straightening the knee up a little bit. Left arm over the right, eagle arms, eagle legs. If you can't wrap your arms together, you can just cross the arms and touch your shoulders. And then unwrapping again, whatever your body feels like it needs, move around just a bit. And then take an inhale, reaching up to the sky. And exhale, fold all the way down. When your hands touch the mat, walk your feet back. Lay your knees down, and once again, come to child's pose. Walk your hands way off to the right side of your mat. Bring a side bend into the child's pose. And hands walk back to the center again, then we'll walk them off to the left. Once again, hands come to the center. Curling toes into the floor. Reach your hips to the sky. Come to downward facing dog. So we're going to step now into pigeon pose. So choose whatever variation fits your body. If you want to go onto your back, you can lay down on your back, crossing your right ankle over your left thigh and bringing the legs in towards you. Or for the reclining variation, the prone variation, step your right foot forward, bend the knee, foot behind the left hand, knee behind the right, and then settle your body in, coming down under the elbows or all the way down, whatever fits you. We're looking for a nice deep hip opening in the right hip. So explore it until you find a good feeling there. And then just close your eyes and breathe. Long breaths. Slow breaths. Deep breaths. If you're on your back, lift your left leg up into the sky and then use it to swing yourself up to sit. If you're in the prone variation, come up onto your hands, drop your right hip to the floor, and swing your left leg around until it meets your right foot. Let's turn and face the left leg. Inhale, arms to the sky, and exhale, fold forward into a forward bend. Let your left arm remain with your left leg. Take your right arm behind you, then up to the sky, and then leaning over towards your left leg, come to a nice big side bend for the right side of your body. Right arm back to the sky. Now set the right hand on the floor behind your right hip. Lift your hips up off the ground, reaching your left arm up to the sky and then behind you. Stargazer pose, straightening the left leg as you stand under the foot. And then come back down. Bring hands to the mat, swing the left foot back, step the right foot back. And we come to downward facing dog. Maybe lift your heels up and down a little like we did at the beginning. You might notice a freer feeling in your right hip than your left. So let's get that same free feeling on the other side. If you're going to your back, left ankle across right thigh, or swing the left foot forward, or left leg forward, foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left, and settle into the pigeon that fits you. Close your eyes. Find a slow, deep, long rhythm in your breath. Once again, if you're on your back, right leg to the sky, swing up. Or you can slip over onto your left hip as you swing your right leg around to your left foot. Arms to the sky. Reach out over your right leg in a forward bend. Right arm staying here, left arm behind to the sky and sweeping over into a side bend. And left arm back up. On the floor behind you, lift your hips up into the air, sweep your right arm up and back, stargazer pose. around, then come back around. Sitting down, bring your right foot in to meet your left. Soles of the feet come together, knees open to the sides. Sit up straight and tall. Head lifted. Allowing your body to open to its own degree. Take hands on knees, bring them close together, and then with hands behind your knees, gently roll down onto the floor, laying on your back. Once you're on your back, take your hands on your knees, rock side to side. And then let's draw circles with our knees, round and round. And then stop and go around the other direction. And back to center. Taking a moment for some core strengthening, either take your hands to the floor beside you or slip them underneath your hips, both legs up to the sky. Now drawing your belly in to try and access your core strength, begin to lower your legs slowly toward the ground. Trying not to let your hip flexors right at the crease of your hips take over, but keeping the strength deep in your abdomen. And then using that strength, slowly lift your legs back up. And then continue in slow motion to lower and lift. Drawing the belly in. Can you feel that right across your low belly? The transverse abdominal muscle. Now one more time, lower and lift. And then bring your knees in once again, rock side to side. Now let's move into inversions. Lifting, if you can, your heart above your head or your legs above your head, whatever works for you. You could go do legs against the wall. You could push your feet into the floor, lifting the hips up in a bridge pose. Maybe lifting up into a shoulder stand or some other inversion you feel comfortable with. And then just breathe. Begin to find your way slowly, gently back onto the floor. Wrap your arms around your knees, rocking side to side. And we'll follow the inversions with fish pose. Bring your feet to the floor. Lift your hips up. Lay your hands underneath so your hips are on top of your hands. Stretch your legs out. Sit up partway so you can tuck your elbows under your back. And then propped up on your forearms, lift your heart to the sky and let your head fall back. And bring your head back up. Lay your body down. Release your hands from underneath. And grab your knees side to side. And bring both hands under your right knee. Stretch your left leg out to the ground. And then with your left hand, guide your right knee across your body, turning your head to the left as we come to a last twist. Now releasing your left hand, roll back over. Recenter yourself on the mat. Grab your knees side to side. And then reach your right leg to the floor. With your right hand, guide your left knee across your body. Now turn and look to the left. Now the right hand slips away, that last twist rolls over and lays you gently down. Recenter yourself once again and then surrender to the mat for this final relaxation. Close your eyes, lay still. Enjoy the rhythm, the cadence of your breath. Deep breaths, long breaths, slow breaths. Thank you. across this quote from someone named Lisa McCrowan. Seemed really apropos for what's happening outside as we come nearly to the end of winter and we begin to see some of the beginnings of spring, but also for what life is like right now with the onslaught of negativity and division in the media that surrounds us all the time. Hope sprouts. It grows and sends deep roots into the earth, while at the same time reaching for the light. It can appear quite fragile, like a simple purple crocus blossom or a fragile, fruitless strawberry vine. But hope's root system is deep and tenacious. It breaks through rocks and mud to reach the light. Where hope is planted, it takes up residence. Get into a slow exhale out. And give yourself a moment to create your own meaningful closure for your experience today. When you feel, ease your way gently inside and just remain there. Few breaths. Deep, long, slow breaths. Let's meet where we began. Return to a comfortable seated position on your mat. And once again, let your head drop down and roll from side to side. Returning to center. For hope in our thoughts today. Lips for hope in our words, and to the heart for hope in the heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.